Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
A bait toy store parade this Saturday in downtown Gillette, followed by the Parade of Lights. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Abate Toy Store Parade will begin at 2 p.m. on Saturday, December 2nd in downtown Gillette. Participants will be lining up at Twin Spruce Junior High at 1:30 p.m. Organizers will accept new toys for the toy store that's provided children in need with Christmas toys for more than 35 years. You can also make a donation to the Abate Toy Store at Camco Federal Credit Union on East Box Elder Road. After the parade, you can visit with Santa from 2:30 to 4 p.m. at the Masonic Lodge at 407 South Gillette Avenue. Hot chocolate, cider, and cookies will be available. If you're interested in learning if you're eligible to use the Abate Toy Store, visit the Council of Community Services Food Pantry from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays through December 7th. You must bring a photo ID and proof of income to sign up. Anyone with questions can also call them at 686-2730. Tune in to Fox Country 100.7 for all the locations to the annual Stuff the Bus campaign, where Basin Radio Network partners with the Abate Toy Store to help stuff the bus during this holiday season to collect toys for the toy store. The Parade of Lights will run downtown. Visitors can enjoy a gingerbread Christmas theme at this year's annual Parade of Lights. Gillette Main Street hosts the parade beginning at 5 p.m. on the 2nd on Gillette Avenue. The route moves from 7th Street to 1st Street. Chuck Gray contests Colorado court ruling that Trump is an insurrectionist. Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray filed a brief with the Colorado Supreme Court on Wednesday, asking it to overturn a lower court's finding that former President Donald Trump is an insurrectionist. Cowboy State Daily reported that although the lawsuit doesn't involve Wyoming and won't have a direct effect on the Cowboy State's 2024 presidential election, Secretary of State Chuck Gray has filed a brief with the Colorado Supreme Court asking it to overturn a lower court's determination that former President Donald Trump is an insurrectionist. Gray said the decision of the district court, if upheld, not only sets a concerning precedent, but also encroaches upon the fundamental rights of voters, a principle deeply embedded in our democratic fabric. Earlier this month, the Colorado District Court ruled that Trump should be allowed to have his name on a state's 2024 Republican primary ballot, rejected the plaintiff's claims that because Trump allegedly caused the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol attack, that he would be barred from re-election under the 14th Amendment. The court ruled that the office of president is not subject to the 14th Amendment. But Denver District Judge Sarah B. Wallace also determined that Trump did participate in an insurrection by inciting the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. Gray said he felt compelled to act in the best interest of Wyoming residents and U.S. citizens. Gray told Cowboy State Daily the weaponization of the 14th Amendment by the radical left with frivolous lawsuits like this one in Colorado undermines the sanctity of the Constitution and our entire election process. The brief argues that by letting the district court's determination of Trump inciting an insurrection stand, it would allow other courts to potentially view that ruling as legal precedent to prevent Trump and other states from relitigating the issue and fight other efforts to keep him off ballots. Gray said the ultimate end of which would undermine the integrity of other states' elections by artificially limiting ballot access, thus effectively depriving voters in other states from making their own decision in the 2024 presidential election. Last week, Trump's legal team and a group of six voters represented by the watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington appealed to the Colorado Supreme Court over the lower court's decision. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.